Hi, sweetie. Did you have a good day? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, dinner won't be that long. It's got another maybe 45 minutes in the oven and then we're all ready. No, Dad's not home this evening. He won't be home until the early hours of tomorrow morning. Something came up at work. I've been wanting to talk to you. I cleaned up your room the end of last week, and I'm not sure if you've realized, but I cleared away everything in your room. Put things back in drawers, in cupboards. And are you aware I came across something in your room? Oh, I don't care about the porn magazines, I don't care about any of that. I'm not interested. I suspect your computer is more full of porn than under your bed. There was something else. Well, you left an envelope open on the. Yes. By your oh my god, I'm assuming you know what I'm talking about. The envelope contained pictures of me in a bikini, but there was a picture in there as well of me naked. Now, I can only assume that you went through my room and found it in your father's drawer. That was from a time when your father and I liked taking pictures. I can be a dirty little slut. Oh, don't look so look so shocked. Do you think your mother doesn't have sex? Where the hell do you think you came from? Don't you think that I like bouncing on your father's cock? But we're not talking about your father, we're talking about you. We're talking about you having stolen a picture from our room of me naked. Now, what does that tell me about you? There's no point climbing up now because you can't get away from it. No, you don't have to go back to college right now and get something. You have to sit down and talk to me. Now, have you been masturbating over me? Jacking your cock, pumping it, jerking off. I don't care what you call it, I think that's what you've been doing. And there seemed to be a little residue on the pictures. I can only assume that you came over them. Well, let me just pick up this envelope here. Now, this envelope has more pictures in it. It has more pictures of me. It has pictures of me with my ass in the air and my pussy on show, a little closer for you than that picture that you found. It has me in various different outfits, all taken in the last few years. You see, I'm quite the kinky little fuck. It's just that we've kept it from you. But I'm trying to find out why you get all hot and bothered over me. There was a theory a long time ago, probably discredited now, about the Oedipus complex. Sons wishing to fuck their mothers and take their father's place. Well, I've seen you. I mean, you're what, nearly 19? I've seen you in the shower. You're a big boy. Oh, yeah, I saw when I walked in. I've walked in on you a couple of times, you haven't quite realised. And when it's very hot in the summer and I've come into your room of a night time to close your window, you've been laying naked across your bed. Even without being hard, you're quite a big boy, aren't you? Much bigger than your father. Well, see, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to want me. It's okay to want to come over me. It's okay to want to shove your cock so deep in my pussy I will feel you for days. The harder, the better. And I'm not one of your college girls. I don't fall apart. I don't wince at the slightest shove of your cock deep in my pussy. My little cunt's taken it, and it's still tight for my age. I can still wrap my pussy around you and milk every last drop of your cum from your balls. Some of that comes from experience and some of it comes from being a dirty fuck. Would you like to fuck me? You're lying. I'm a mother. I know when my son is lying. Well, let's say you don't want to fuck me. Would you like my mouth around your cock? Do you know how good I am with my mouth? Open your trousers and shove them down to your knees. My house, my rules. Do it now. Do it now, and I won't tell your father that you stole things from our room. You know the penalty for that. You know what he'd do. Your car keys would be taken away from you. Your privileges. Your bank account would be severely restricted. Your father holds the accounts. I don't. So, I think this is... No, I wouldn't call it blackmail so much as... Well, yes, I would call it a little bit of blackmail. You do what I want. You want it anyway. And I don't tell your father. Now show me your cock. Whoa. Would you look at that? You're hard. Let me just undo my blouse. Get down on my knees. What am I doing? I'm going to suck you off. Mm-hmm. Watch. The secret to a good blowjob is knowing exactly when to suck. And using your hand in combination with your mouth. So as I slide my lips around the head of your cock and slide it down, my hand goes down with it. And as my mouth comes off your cock, my hand twists a little around your cock and off. But I don't let go with my hand, I fist it around your cock properly. And then I move it out of the way and slide down and I lick your balls. Look at you. You're leaking pre-cum already. Have you ever tasted yourself? Here, let me come up here and kiss you. So, do you want me to lower myself down on your cock? My pussy wrapping around it and bouncing on you? Or would you like me to finish you off in my mouth first? Move slowly to the next thing. No, see, eventually you're going to have to put your cock in my cunt. Not just because you really want it and it's going to drive you insane until you get me, but especially knowing you can now. You see, this isn't about conscious thought, this is unconscious thought. And now the door's been open a little, you just want to bust through it. But if you want to deny yourself for a little bit longer, then I'll finish you off in my mouth. And you'll go away all confused. And you'll take time to work it out. And then you'll come back and you'll say these exact words. Mum, I want to fuck you. It's just six words. Mum, I want to fuck you. Or Mum, I'm going to fuck you, whichever you prefer. Don't split semantics with me, young man. Now, you have a choice to make right here. And saying no to both of them means I tell your father. So, am I going to finish you with my mouth or my pussy? My mouth a little bit more and then my pussy. Fine. Your cock is bigger than your father's. It twitches more. Your balls are bigger and heavier. You're way better looking than your father ever was. As much as I fancy the pants off of him. Now, let me straddle your lap. Oh, I'm not wearing any panties. No. That's it. Run your hands up my legs. Run your fingers between. And now feel how wet I am. That's it. God's not going to help you now, my darling. Just your mother. Now. And just hold your cock in your hand and rub against it. That's it. Get your cock all wet with my juices. There we go. Now. Are you ready? I'm going to sit straight down. I am going to go balls deep. I'm not going to stop until I can feel your balls against my ass. Do you understand? Hold my hips. As I brace myself on the back of the chair over your shoulders. Now. Oh. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, God, I've never been stretched this much. Now, if I unclip my bra, put your hands up under my shirt, unclip it. That's it. Let me pull my shirt aside. Look at my tits. Look at them bounce as I bounce on top of your cock. Oh, I want you to feel me. I want you to feel me and send me off to bed knowing that my cunt is full of your cum. And your father's going to come home in the early hours of the morning and he's going to be tired, but he's going to be fucking horny. And he's going to fuck me and he's going to fill me with his cum. But you'd have been there first. You usurped your father. Splashed your cum, your sperm, your seed, everything all over the inside of my pussy. Oh yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. Grip my hips, bounce me up and down on your cock. That's it. Drive your cock into me. Oh yeah. Oh God. Let's just pull your t-shirt up. Oh, I want to feel my kiss me. I want to feel my nipples against your chest hair as I go. Oh God, you're like a fucking wall. Oh, you've learned a little in your time. But you see, if I just grind my hips this way, that's it. Head back. That's it. Oh, show your throat to me. That's it. Let me kiss my way up here. Yes, I gave you a love bite. Explain that one to your father tomorrow. I'm sure the current girlfriend will get over it. Well, you can hardly tell her your mother did it, can you? Oh! Yeah, that's it. Pull me down harder. Oh, I'm going to come around your cock. I'm going to come any minute. I want you to feel my pussy. Feel it. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Come on. Oh, God, you feel so much better than him. Oh, bigger, better, harder, faster. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Empty your balls in your mother. Come on, do it. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You know, I wasn't sure about you. I wasn't sure whether you would stand your ground and say no and leave, or whether you'd succumb. I don't think it was the bribery, the blackmail. I think you've been wanting this for so long that you couldn't help yourself but take it. So now you know that the man over which I fuck my little cunt when I'm on my own in my bedroom is not my husband, your father. It's you. Now, go wash and brush up. Dinner will be ready in a moment. Be a good boy and eat it all for me, okay? This isn't finished. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm gonna have you fuck me every which way.